Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. LaWanna Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. LaWanna Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. LaWanna Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you. Our God is so awesome, so awesome. You know, this last Sunday I was sharing in our and up at the prayer mountain about don't let stress defeat you. Don't let stress defeat you. Hello, hello, slow down there in that traffic. I'm talking to you. You're getting all Twitter-pated, and now you're, why don't they get out of the way? Why don't they go faster? Slow down in my country town, I tell everybody. So just calm down. Don't let stress defeat you, amen? So that is my message today. You know, so many times lives are destroyed by the pressures and the cares and the stresses of life, you know, and you have to be careful because stress can cause so much emotional and physical pain. Do you realize it can cause diseases? It can cause heart attacks. And in fact, in stress in a marriage, guess what can happen in stress in a marriage? It can cause divorce. You know, Luke, Jesus shares a really powerful word. And Luke chapter 21, reading in verse 34, it says, "But take heed to yourself, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly." You see, you have to be careful. The cares of this life, it can stress down your heart. You have to be careful because Jesus warned you and I. You know, so what's the key? You know, Matthew chapter 13, verse 22 says, "Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful." You have to be careful because in the middle of pressure, in the middle of chaos, in the middle of all kinds of things going on, you have to be careful that you don't allow that stress to come upon you. You have to know that because when you're under a lot of pressure, the number one thing that you want to do is you want to run away and hide and slip away and, you know, and maybe, you know, Jesus warned, be careful. Be careful, because Satan's plan is to get you and I off of course. You know, all stress can be defeated, and believe it or not, stress can be used for your good. You know, either you will destroy, you can defeat stress, or stress is going to defeat you, one or the other. And you know what? You can gain strength even when stress comes upon you, and I'll tell you about that in just a little bit. Did you know that King David was under lots of stress? Did you know that? When you read through the Word of God, it amazes me. David could have been defeated. He could have just said, "Oh, forget it. What good is this? What am I going to do?" Number one, let me tell you a couple keys at David, and I'll tell you why in just a little bit. Number one, don't lie to yourself when you're under a lot of stress. You know, a lot of people like to hide that. "Oh, how are you? Oh, fine." Especially when you get to church. I've been in ministry for 43 years. It's hilarious. It's that hallelujah grin, almost look like you're about ready to poop, grin. "Oh, I'm fine. How are you? Oh, good." You know what? It's like, okay, come here. What's really going on? "Well, I'm really having a hard time." Hello. Don't lie to yourself and don't lie to others. Stuff happens. You have to understand, stuff happens all the time. So don't try to hide it. Just learn to be real. I'm not talking about every time you turn around, "Woe is me, I'm so..." I'm not talking about that either. Well, let me read to you about what David did. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, reading in verses 1 through 6. "Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken captive the women and those who were there from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So David and his men, when they came to the city, and there it was, burned with fire, and their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. I'm telling you, David was broken. You have to imagine, he's coming out of a battle. He's getting ready to go home. He's getting ready to rest. Him and his men, they're excited. They're going home. And when they get over that hill, all of a sudden, they see that smoke going up. And they can't, oh my gosh, the whole city is burned with fire. So then he goes into the city and he can't find his wives. He can't find his sons. He can't find his children. All the men of David are looking for their wives. There is no one there. They had all been taken captive. But listen, what happened? And then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no power. See, they didn't hide what they were going through. They were broken. But let's read in verse 5. And David's two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Now David was greatly distressed. Hello, we're talking about a warrior. Don't ever think that you're going to live your life without going through some kind of problem somewhere down the road. I would like to tell you, you're just going to float on down that mountain like you're on a set of skis, but that's not true. There are things that happen, unplanned circumstances, unexpected deaths, debt that rises up. Something's going to happen, tax season, a wife walks out, a husband walks out, your boyfriend breaks up with you, your girlfriend, you find out she's seeing somebody else. Hello, wake up and smell the coffee. Life is filled sometimes with things that just can stress us out. But let me tell you this. David was distressed, right? For the people spoke of stoning him. Because the soul of all the people was grieved. You see, all David's men wanted to kill David. If we hadn't been out to the battle with you, our wives would have been taken. All of a sudden, they're all turning on David. David is there, and all of a sudden, all of his men are angry, and now they're mad. And see, that's one of the keys. You can't allow anger to come in when you're stressed, because anger resides in the bosom of a fool. So don't get mad at me. I didn't write the scripture. I'm just the deliverer. And you have to be careful, because what do people do out of anger? These guys, these are David's men. These are David's warriors. These are David's buddies. But they're under so much stress, but now they're ready to stone David. Why? Because their soul was grieved. Why were they grieved? Every man for his sons and daughters and their wives. They had been taken captive. Ah, but what did David do? I'm glad you asked that question. The Bible says, but David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Think about what God has done in your life when you're in stress. I can't tell you how many times. You know, there's no greater stress when you're not feeling good and go to the doctor, and the doctor says, excuse me, Luana, you have cancer. Those words, those very words, you know, I could have killed over and died right there. But I said, no. And then they hear these words. Do you have everything in order? Do you have your house in order? Do you have paper in order for your children? Because my kids were real small. I looked at them, and by the grace of God, first I was shocked. Then I looked at them, and I said, you're not God. You're not God. And then I said these words, I shall live and not die. I had no idea I was proclaiming God's word. You see, what you and I have to do is you got to jump into this word. You got to read what Jesus did and what he said in the Bible, and every single problem. You're listening to my program today, and you're out there, and you're going through a problem. Can I tell you, your problem is in this Bible. Did you know that? There is not one. I'm serious. I've been in ministry for 43 years. Maybe you've been raped and you're angry. Did you know this Bible has rape in there? Maybe you've been betrayed. Do you know this Bible talks about how they walked together in the sanctuary together and they ate bread together and then all of a sudden there was an unbelievable betrayal? Maybe you went through a divorce. Maybe you have had many boyfriends or many girlfriends. Do you know the Bible talks about Jesus meeting with a woman who had five husbands and the one she had, she wasn't a husband either. Hello? You got to understand every single problem that you may be going through, it's in this Bible, and there's also an answer of victory, I promise you. You see, we have to speak what God says rather than what the devil, who whispers in our ear, that tells you, it ain't gonna work out, you're worthless, you're no good, you're gonna die. If you would have done this, if you would have done that, well, you should have did this, you should have did that. You know, don't listen to the lies of the enemy. The Bible says the enemy of our soul is the accuser of the brethren. Think about all that Job went through. You got to hang out with courageous people. All right, hold on. There's a lion that dwells within us. Do you understand that? The lion of the tribe of Judah. Don't get negative. Don't walk in defeat. You see, David went into prayer. It says in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 8 through 9, it says, so David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? Oh, and Jesus answered him, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail you will recover all. You see, you got to pray and take time to meditate on God's goodness. You got to listen. You got to listen and be quiet. You got to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you so that you can hear the word of the Lord. You know, I was doing my, we wrote out 10 original songs out of my CD. And when I did those, when I was in the studio, the recording studio, it was the hardest time in my Christian walk. And I remember being in the recording studio and tears are just flowing down my cheeks as I'm trying to sing this song. And I'm going to play it for you. It's called Holy Spirit. And this is off of my CD. I hope to have all these available for you to purchase on my website at touchfromabove.org. And these are 10 original songs. And I want you to just listen to the words of these songs. Here you go.
With your
That's off my CD, Cup of Salvation, that song. And can I tell you, when you go through that stress, you can see me in your mind in that studio just weeping and crying. One of the greatest trials I'd ever been through, and I'd already been saved 14, 15 years, and I was just, it was a great betrayal and brokenness. But you know what? You got to strengthen yourself. You got to strengthen yourself in the Lord. And you know, you can't go backwards. You got to go forward. You know, you got to stop and think what God has done in your life. You got to get into the Word and begin to read. You got to meditate on God's goodness. You got to quiet your spirit. You can't listen to all those negative reports all around you. You know, you have to remember, David went after his enemies with a vision to recover every single thing that he lost. And you know what? During that time of that song, you know what? It felt like everything had fallen apart. But you know what? It was just the beginning of something great. I just couldn't see it at that time. You have to understand, you got to have victory, not defeat. Oh, at times it's going to feel like defeat. At times you're going to think, help. But you got to remember, David went forth. He had to act. He had to go forth. When he prayed and he began to talk to God, you got to keep that vision before you. You got to act with a vision to win. David defeated his enemies. Let me read to you in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 16 through 20. And when he had brought him down, there they were. This is all the enemy had taken, all their wives. There they were, spread out all over the land, eating and drinking and dancing because of all of the great spoil which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. Then David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day. Not a man escaped, except for 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. So David recovered all. Can I tell you, David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives, and nothing of theirs was lacking, neither small nor great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. Then David took all of the flocks and herds that they had driven before those other livestock and said, this is David's spoil. Do you understand? David defeated his enemy and took back even more. You have to understand something. You got to put the devil behind you. You got to bind him up. Remember, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. What if David would have said, go ahead, stone me. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have went to battle. Wah. What if all he did was cry and moan and just lick his wounds and stay there in the corner and felt busted and disgusted and all defeated? You can't do that, dear one. Listen to me. David recovered all that he lost and more. You have to understand, the God that began a good work in you will complete it until the day of his return. In the midst of that trial, in the midst of that heartache, in the midst of that brokenness, whatever it is, I don't care. Some of you are listening to me. You've been through a divorce and you feel like it's the end of the world. Listen, you can't force somebody to love you. Listen to me. Sometimes you got to just be still and let go and let God. Some of you are broken. Some of you had an evil report. Can I tell you, God is a good God, and stress can help you to strengthen yourself. Don't be defeated. Why? Where do diamonds come from? They come from an old chunk of coal with lots of pressure. That lots of pressure on that coal. Listen, you may be a chunk of coal right now, but one day you's going to be a diamond. I promise you. Where is pure gold? How is pure gold brought? Let me tell you what the refiner does. He puts that fire in that gold and he burns it to high temperature. And the hotter it is, the hotter that fire, the dross floats, the impurities float to the top, and then the jeweler whisks away the dross, and the pure gold is pure. Maybe God is trying to get some of that impurities out of you. Maybe he's trying to put the fire to help you to be that better person. You see, you have to let go to let God. I love you. Pray with me right now. Jesus, I know that I can't even know how I'm going to make it through this trial. Please forgive me. Just be honest with God. Tell him what you're going through. You don't have to be this sappy, dear God. You don't have to do this sappy prayer. Just talk to him. You're in your car, cry, weep, cry, take a walk, cry, jump on your bike, cry, whatever it is. Just talk to him. God, you got to give me strength. Lord, you are my God. You are my rock. You're my refuge. Help me, Lord. I got to make it through this trial in Jesus' name. Just be honest with God. It's so important. One more thing before I go. Before I go, I want to encourage you to make sure you log onto my website and come up for a Sunday service. I know the weather's clearing up, so it's going to be absolutely beautiful. Come up to A Touch from Above. You know, we have a play going on, the Book of Ruth play presentation. We have a craft fair coming up, all kinds of things. You can find all of that on our website, atouchfromabove.org. But I want to meet you. Write to me. Our God is a good God. You are awesome. Rise up. There's victory around the corner. I love you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stines. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping true story, a murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight through cancer. For your gift of any amount, you'll receive her book, A Mother's Story. Send your support to A Touch from Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. for a church service up at the Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. We're only 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. And besides, a church alive is worth the drive.
Join A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain as they present The Book of Ruth, a live drama, March 29th and 30th. Don't miss this powerful story of Kinsman's Redeemer, which represents Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Come early at 6 p.m. to save your seat or call ahead. Show starts at 7 p.m., limited seating available. Call 760-315-1967. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California. atouchfromabove.org.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus.